don't think I'm funny anymore. Because I'm like so funny. And then you're just like, I don't get it. I'm like, that was a joke. And you're like, that wasn't a joke. And it was a joke.
Maybe not a funny one.
It was a funny one.
No, it wasn't.
It was the funniest joke.
You can't be the judge of your own joke.
I can be the judge of my own joke.
Well, it's not an opinion that people can trust.
I don't think that that's true.
Well, that's problem number one. Hi, everyone. It's 6:04. Welcome to Shut Up Weirdo.
Hi, everyone. It's 6:02 and 55 seconds. Welcome to Shut Up Weirdo.
Oh, excuse me. Not everyone has access to the what's it called?
I'm the official...
The official clock.
Clock. Timer. Person.
I'm Frangry.
My name is Michelle. This is Shut Up Weirdo.
We said that already.
It's a call-in talk show. WFMU.org, 91.1. We're pleased as punch to be here this evening.
Listen, I gotta say, we had a rough one finding a topic tonight.
It was.
Like at 5:55, we got it with the group of people.
We had some help upstairs.
Yeah.
The big man upstairs helped us.
The big man upstairs wanted us to do a poll topic of, if you could only have one, what would it be, free speech or oral sex? And we said, no, that's not a good idea, manager Ken.
Thanks, but no thanks, big man upstairs.
Yeah. Thanks for nothing.
What does that guy do?
He makes the schedule twice a year.
We'll be back next season. We do have a good topic. You want to announce it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm drinking a beer.
You're not?
I'm not allowed to drink a beer? It's in a sippy cup.
Don't yell at me.
Oh, sorry. I'm drinking a beer in a sippy cup. Anyway. 201-209-9368 is the phone number.
That is.
And the web address
is
WFMU.org.
Where there is a bustling comments board
it
you can join.
It is bustling. Now you made me paranoid. It is bustling.
There's people talking about all kinds of things on there all the time, and you would...
Like you. Oh.
What are they saying?
Oh.
What? Did I get a diss? Did I get a diss? I don't like getting dissed.
Just kidding. So anyway, tonight's topic is that time you got kicked out. It can be a bar, a restaurant, your house, school, a job. I don't care. We don't care.
What'd you get kicked out of?
Nothing.
That's not true.
I don't know. I've never been kicked out of anything.
I can only think of... I know there's a lot, but I can think of one in the front of my mind.
Yeah.
Couple years ago, I guess a lot of years ago, when I used to party a lot and have a good time, I was obsessed with Big Buck Hunter and playing Big Buck Hunter all around town.
Mm-hmm.
And I got thrown out of the levee for hitting someone various times with the Buck Hunter gun.
Like hard?
Yeah, well, he was like cheating.
Like a stranger?
Yeah. Huh. And I got tossed.
I've never been kicked out.
That's not true.
I mean, I've been kicked out of, like, boyfriend's apartments.
That's something.
I guess. Doesn't sound that good.
You must have gotten kicked out of class or something. Someone was eating donuts at this desk.
Must have been Kurt.
There's sprinkles on the table.
I've never been kicked out of class. I'm a good kid. Nobody's calling.
201-209-9368. That time you got kicked out.
I don't know.
What do you mean this was supposed to be good? We have a plan B just in case.
Mr. Johnny on the comments board says Franny was kicked out of decent society.
Ouch.
And he called me Franny.
There's a lot of background noise happening in my headphones today.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is that time you got kicked out. It can be from anywhere. We just want to hear a good story, guys. Our favorite call gets a free t-shirt.
And when we say our favorite call, of
we
course
mean
you
mine.
Mean your favorite call.
Sometimes I let you choose.
Don't look at me with that face.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yo,
what's up?
What up?
No. Friday night.
No. No.
Yeah.
No.
What?
No. No.
So Sorry.
All right. Sorry. So, I got a story about getting thrown out. And believe it or not, I was thrown out of housing, out of the dorms at college.
You? No.
Who's yes. It? No way. You'll never believe. No. You guys are in Jersey City, right?
Uh-huh. Yep.
It's at St. Peter's College on John F. Kennedy Boulevard. You know that?
No idea what that means.
What?
No idea what that means.
You know St. Peter's College in Jersey City?
No. We don't live here. We just work here for an hour a week.
All right. Well, okay. That doesn't help the story. So
sorry,
anyway, so what I would do is I would go into the cafeteria, like, dinner time, and I would, like, take, like, a bunch of fruit because we had a meal card. So it was, like, unlimited. So I would just take, like, apples, oranges, whatever I could get, and, like, load them in my backpack. Mm-hmm. And what I would do is later on that night, I would, like, climb out of our bathroom window, which, like, led to, like, a roof. And I would go out to the front. We were on, like, a main road. And what I would do is when cars would, like, pull up to, like, the stoplights, I would just start drilling them from the roof with, like, all these, like, apples and oranges.
That sounds fun.
It was at the time. But what would happen is I'd start to do it, like, consistently, like, week after week. And eventually, I got caught. And they threw me out of housing. I got thrown out of the dorms. I couldn't live there anymore, so I had to commute every day. So that's my story.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
No problem. You girls have a nice weekend.
You
have a good one. Marcel says, got to be pretty gnarly to get kicked out of the levee.
I know. Marcel's cool. I like him.
Studio B Ben says he had a Jewish friend who got kicked out of a Walmart because he said they didn't have enough Hanukkah displays amongst all their Christmas stuff and said, this is why we killed Jesus. Ouch. Robin says she was kicked out of her apartment once by a roommate because the roommate said her haircut, Robin's haircut, looked too much like hers. And Robin says, her hair was curly, mine was straight, if that gives you any indication of the accuracy. Quote, of her many quirks, she enjoyed feeding her dog. She didn't tell me she was going to adopt raw meat off the floor. So in the end, it was probably a blessing. Mr. Johnny wants to know why we were fighting before the mics turned on. That was an act.
I don't like to air our dirty laundry in public.
Especially on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Get it? Air. No, not as good as your ghost joke.
That joke was good.
Michelle today felt the need to remind me about a joke that she made last week on the air and tell me how good it was.
What's your problem?
Nothing. I thought it was funny.
It was a good joke.
I told you when it happened that it was good.
I know, but I've been thinking about it all week and how funny it was.
And you're like, oh my God, I'm the best?
Not I'm the best, no.
You don't think I'm the best to yourself sometimes?
Like, no.
Like, damn, I just killed that. I'm the best.
I don't think I've ever thought I'm the best.
Ever?
No.
I mean, not really, but do something really good, you're like, yeah.
I mean, I'm like
I'm the man.
No, I definitely never think that.
You don't think? Well, what do you think? Wow, I did a very nice job on that.
Good job, Michelle.
Like, but you're not like...
I mean, sometimes I'm like...
yeah!
Sometimes I'm like, I rule. But I never
think... Same thing!
It's not the same.
Yeah, I rule, I'm the best.
Not the same.
Ruling means you're the best.
It's not the same.
Yeah, it's the same.
Doesn't feel like the same.
It's the effing same. You just don't like the word best.
Mm.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah!
No.
Well, it happens to me. I'm like, I'm the best.
I bet yes. It does.
I rule.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm the best.
Mm-hmm.
See how they're correlated?
Nope. You just correlated them.
Because they're
you
correlated.
You just made the connection
because
yourself.
Because
there
it's is
not,
a connection.
No, you made the connection.
No, I didn't make it. There is one.
No. Connection does not exist. You created one.
You just don't like the word best because it implies that the other people are bad. Which I understand. I understand your disdain for the idea. 201-209-9368. That time you got kicked out. See, Robin says, I bet you Michelle thinks that when she plays Ms. Pac-Man.
I do like video games.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up, ladies? How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
Not bad, not bad. So we're still doing getting kicked out?
Yeah. We are for now.
What do you mean? This is a good topic. It's going to be awesome. We're off the hook.
All right, so back in my more unruly days when I was in the band, we got blacklisted from a lot of places. But the one that always sticks out in my mind is this place in Seacloakers. We were playing, and it took forever for the other bands to finish their sets, and we were the last band. So they only gave us, like, 5 minutes. So they started giving us, like, the sign to, like, cut it. So we didn't cut it. We just kept on playing and playing and playing. Then they cut off the microphone, but we kept on playing anyway. Then they cut off the power. So I told the drummer to keep playing the drums, and I started making the bass noises with my mouth. And the guitarist started making the guitar noises with his mouth. Until, you know, that was like for like a good 3 or 4 minutes. They didn't know what to do. So then when the bouncer came to like take us out, I picked up a chair and I threw it.
What?
And it shattered everywhere. So they're like, oh, and it was funny because it was like some Hindu owner. And he was like, you get that to my establishment. You never come back again. You never come back again. We all ran out. We were laughing. We had to like, so we were never ever able to play there again. And that's like one of many places we were never able to play again.
Awesome. All right, have a good one.
All right, bye.
Ken from Hyde Park asks, anyone been kicked out of an FME playlist? The answer is yes.
Yes.
Yes. I don't know that we've kicked anyone out, though.
Yes,
I think
you
we've
have.
Kicked one person off.
I think you've kicked two people off.
Is it two?
Off.
But that's pretty good in 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Has it been 6 years?
Yeah, it's been as long as I've been at my job. 6 years, October 10th.
3 years for me.
Really?
2 years.
It's been 3 years?
I've been
How many marathons have you been on?
I've been volunteering. For.
We've done two marathons together,
and
right?
I did one before. Right?
As our co-host.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But two together as hosts. Yeah. So this will be our third. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be 3 years in July.
Feels like forever.
What are you trying to say? To me, it feels like the first time.
The very first time?
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is that time you got kicked out.
I want to hear that song.
Me too. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, guess who it is?
Whoa.
Whoa, buddy.
Ken, your manager.
Who?
Ken, your manager.
Yeah,
Ken.
No, absolutely not. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up?
So, yeah, I have a story for you. I was at a show a few years ago in BC. It was a Dan Deacon show.
I love Dan Deacon.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, then you'd know he, like, does a lot of stuff in his shows, in the middle of his shows and stuff. And so it was, like, about halfway through, and he clears the dance floor. He's like, all right, everybody, you know, make a big square. And so everybody kind of moves aside, and he's like, we're going to have a dance contest, somebody from this side, somebody from this side. And he's like, I want you guys to, you know, go really crazy. And, you know, so the first two people go, and they're kind of dancing, and they're not, I mean, they're going at it, but they're not really going that hard. And then they tag out, and the next people go, and I'm like, I'm so ready. I'm like, you know, getting amped, because I want to prove to these people that they don't know how to party. You know, like they don't
yeah,
know how to dance.
Of course.
Like, I love a good dance contest.
So I get slapped in, and I just go, I go ape. I'm like throwing my body on the floor, and everybody's cheering and freaking out. Everybody's like, oh, yeah. And I'm like going at it so hard. And then I'm like, he's like, all right, now everybody dance. And so I'm like, oh, God, I got to get up before I get trampled. So I stand up and I get like really woozy and like I'm getting pushed around. It's like a mosh pit. I lose my shoe and I'm like trying to find it and I'm like going around in the floor.
I love
getting
you.
Like really dizzy because I just like went completely berserk and I'm so out of shape and I like I'm like, oh God. So I find my shoe. I start like puking and the security comes and they're just like, dude, you gotta get out. And so I'm like, just, they're dragging me. I'm like throwing up everywhere and I thought it was terrible. Yeah,
Did you win?
I think I won, but I didn't win anything. Like, I won, like, a story.
Oh, I love you. What's your name?
You might win a free T-shirt.
You just won my heart.
My name's Aaron.
All right, Aaron, you're on my list. Listen at the end of the hour, and you might win a free T-shirt. So in the end, you might win.
Great. Thanks, girl.
Have a good one.
I love you that too. Story.
That was funny. He was good at telling it, too.
Finding your shoe and barfing all over the place is so sad after you gave it your all in a dance contest.
He was a good storyteller. He was like...
Yeah, he was a good storyteller. It's not easy to tell a good story.
It's not easy.
Good job, Aaron.
Surprisingly, we need to thank Laura from Fairmont, Steve from the UK, and Bennett from Brooklyn for pledges.
Thanks, guys.
I guess I didn't look last week. Sorry about that.
Thanks, everybody, for donating to the Silent Fundraiser.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is that time you got kicked out. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, wow, I got through. Hey, Michelle. Hey, Fangry. Are we still talking about the time we got thrown out?
Yes.
Okay. So I've only been thrown out once in my entire life out of a bar or club, and this is after decades of bar hopping and nightclubbing in New York. We were going to this bar called The Eagle, which I don't even know if it's still around. It's a popular gay bar. And I was really excited because I was going to see my friends who were from out of town, and also my Iraq New Yorker friends were coming in also. This is Sean from Plainfield, by the way. So we were at the Eagle, and we all decided to just meet in the bathroom and chit-chat. You know, we were all chit-chatting and having a great time, you know. So one thing leads to another, and the next thing I know, my friend whips out a joint and lights, and we're in a stall, and we're just chit-chatting, and I was kind of surprised, but I thought, hey, it's Manhattan, you know, no big deal. You can smoke a joint in a bathroom, or it's a bar. Well, next thing you know, literally, it seemed like 30 seconds later, there's a knock on the bathroom door, and we open it up, and there's a big bouncer. Literally, a big plume of Rasta smoke comes out, and he says, you guys need to leave right now. And so I was thrown out smoking weed in a bathroom, even though I didn't smoke, and I was thrown out by a really cute bouncer.
He was cute?
Yes, I told him so, too. I said, you know, I know you're throwing me out, but I just need to tell you, you're really cute.
Idiot. I like that.
Dang, that's sweet.
All right, have a good one.
Thanks for calling.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is that time you got kicked out. It can be anything. Your girlfriend.
Your parents.
A bar, a restaurant, your parents, your job, whatever. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Jenna.
Hey, Jenna.
Jenna.
Okay, so, before I tell the story, I have to make sure that you guys know that this is 100% true.
Okay.
So that's how you start out a really good lie.
Yeah.
No, this is 100% true.
Okay.
So, you know how in ShopRite they have those, like, tanks full of lobsters?
Yeah.
So one day, me and my older brother decide to go out to ShopRite to get something. I forgot what it was. But we got there, and then we went by the lobster tank to look at them, and he shoved one into his shirt. So now we're walking around ShopRite with a lobster in his shirt, and it falls out right in front of a security guard.
Wasn't it pinching him or crawling on him?
I think that's why it fell out.
Mm.
So, and then we got kicked out, but we didn't get arrested or anything.
That's pretty good.
Do your parents know about this?
He doesn't really care. He said that we can do whatever we want as long as we don't really get caught doing it.
That's a good rule to live by, but...
That's an interesting parenting rule.
Yeah.
It's only illegal if you get caught.
Is that how you're going to parent, Frangry?
Who said I'm parenting? Hey, Jenna, you're on the list with lobster in the shirt at the ShopRite.
Yay!
Listen at the end of the hour.
All right.
Have a good one.
You too.
She sounds so grown up now.
That could be the title of her autobiography.
Lobster in the shirt at the ShopRite?
Yeah.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is that time you got kicked out. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is Steve from Staten Island. I met you guys at the meetup. I want a shirt.
Oh, hey, what's up? Lots of people won shirts.
Which one were you?
Yeah, but I was the most important one.
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously.
Are you the guy who made us sign the autographs?
Sign the autograph?
I guess not.
No, it wasn't me.
No, that was the guy with two first names.
Mm.
Scott James. That was
yes,
my friend.
Scott James. Oh, okay. I remember you.
Yes. So one New Year's Eve, we had plans, and whatever happened, that got canceled. So I had a car full of people, and we had nowhere to go. So we just happened to see
Wait, hold on. Where are you?
I'm under a train. I'm under the Brooklyn Bridge right now.
Yeah, can Sounds you wait like till, it. Like, the train stops or something?
It's an experience.
All right. All right, I think we're good now. Go.
Sounded okay. terrible.
Start okay. over.
Wait, I think there's another one.
Start over.
Okay, so the time I got kicked out was on New Year's Eve. I had a car full of people, and our plans got canceled. I don't even remember what we were supposed to do. So we just happened to see a house party, like a huge house party going on. So we just went in and integrated ourselves into the house party. And we stayed there pretty much all night. And no one realized that we didn't know anyone. And we partied and counted down the New Year to them. And then we ended up, like, drinking all their liquor and making out with some of their girlfriends, smoking weed in their kitchen and puking in the kitchen sink. And then they threw us out.
Well done.
I like crashing house party, or I used to like it in my youth.
I've never done that, but I should.
In your youth?
No, dude, I was nice. Like,
in college.
I was a good girl. I didn't do anything.
Not in college.
Yeah. I drank beer. That's like...
It was pretty cool how accepting they were of us, though, after they realized that we didn't know anyone.
That's
funny. Then after you made out with their girlfriends, they were like, you guys out of here.
Yeah. All right, buddy, have a good one.
All right, thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Are you guys still on the same topic?
Yep.
Yeah, that time you got kicked out.
I've only been kicked out once. It was from my parents when I was 17 and dating a douchebag. And on my way out, my mother decided to slap me to see if I would react, but... being dumb and young and all.
Wait, what? She slapped you?
In
Why?
Front of the douchebag?
No. I was leaving the house, and right when I was about to open the door, she's like, Wania, don't go, and she slapped me so I would react or something, but I still left. And the worst thing was, when I got in his car, he's like, where do you want me to take you?
Like, they weren't going somewhere together. He was just going to take her somewhere.
But you didn't really get kicked out. You just left.
That's true.
Is that a technicality? Sorry.
Your mom still slapped her.
Yeah, but your mom slapped you, so you get a point for that.
Okay, cool.
All right, have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Did you ever get slapped?
No. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, hi.
Uncle. Hi,
I haven't called in a while. It's Cyber Stalker.
Hey, what's up, Cyber Stalker? Tell us about that time you got kicked out.
Is everyone calling from, like, a hole in the ground tonight?
I don't know. The phone sounds really bad tonight.
The phone sounds funny?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm driving. So, I thought the only time I can remember in my life I got thrown out of something for my own deeds was one time at Shea Stadium. The Mets were actually good one time in 86, the year that they won the series. I had changed jobs. And I was sitting, like, in the second level, which kind of opens up the field level. And they, on the scoreboard, they said, oh, welcome to some girl that we had worked with. I forgot her name. And a crew from American Express. She used to be the ball girl. Like, she'd catch foul balls and stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
So I see this group in there, you know, in the first level. I'm the second level. And I'm trying to yell at them. They can't hear me. Or whatever. But there's a lot of old, you know, friends I had worked with. So at one point between innings, I kind of step over this little barrier. I start walking over there, and a cop comes from behind me and tells me, you know, you can't do this, whatever, go back. So I still was determined to do it. So it was a big home run. Everybody's standing out going crazy. So I figured now he'll never see me, and I went back over the fence again. It's not a little tiny thing. And then he does actually catch me and kick me out. I try to tell him the whole story. So after I got kicked out, I found a guy and his son leaving, and I said, oh, I need to get back to my seat. I left my keys with my brother or something. He gave me a ticket to go back in. And I talked my way back in, and then we got back to where we were sitting. And every half inning...
I can't. I'm sorry. I'm gonna fall asleep.
I could see you as a girl who really liked Daryl Strawberry.
Who's that? The guy who maybe beat Halle Berry?
No, that was David Justice.
Oh, I liked him. He was hot.
That was way further down, and he was an Atlanta Brave.
Why do you know that?
Because the 86 Mets with Doc Gooden and Daryl Strawberry winning the World Series was awesome.
Why? Was that, like, the only time they ever won?
I don't know how many times they won, but that was, like, a big year for them.
Don't they suck?
Don't you love Daryl Strawberry? I don't know who that is.
I mean, I know the name, but, like, I don't know the face.
Did they ever make a documentary about the 86 Mets? They should.
Why are we talking about this?
Because he was just at a Mets game.
That story was so boring. Tell me I'm wrong.
I thought it was cool that he got kicked out and then got back in. But it was a boring story.
Totally. Hi, you're on the radio.
Despiertense que vienen maravillas.
Yeah, I'm sure. Hey, Orlando.
So, I was in Paris. And we had booked a hotel before leaving, obviously, which is a good thing to do. But when we got there, they had double booked or something like that, and the room was not available. So there we were.
It's like one boring call after the next.
In a rented car, driving.
I don't understand why this is happening.
I hate this guy. You don't hate him. His calls aren't good.
His calls are long.
He loves to listen to himself talk.
Trendy, he thinks he's a poet, I think.
He's not a poet. Listen to him trying to speak French.
You spoke French in your emails this week.
I said, oui?
That was weird.
That was funny, actually. You were like, did you just say oui?
And you went,
oui? And you were like, please stop.
Is the story good?
Studio B. Ben just wrote, oh, is he asking us something?
No,
not yet. Studio B. Ben just wrote on the comments board, Orland, don't! Shanji says Orlando is the worst.
I want him and Spike to meet.
Ugh, Jesus. This guy's still talking. He hasn't even noticed we haven't said.
Are you going to eat here?
He's still talking.
Yeah.
And I said, well.
Oh my God. Let's just let him talk for the rest of the half hour, and we can just talk about him.
On my list. No, probably not.
Probably not.
Then get out.
Does he? He doesn't even need a response.
No, that's what I'm saying. We have.
Of the pizzeria.
He can't hear us.
So weird.
At this point, because we turned it off. Okay, now. Wow, Orlando, that's really crazy. I can't believe you got kicked out.
Well, you know, I mean, goes to show you that.
Goes to show.
Yeah, that's insane. Goes to show is right. All right, I'm sorry you got kicked out. Have a good one.
Yeah.
I don't think he ever listens back.
I don't care if he does. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I'm on the radio. It's John in Manhattan.
If you're boring, I'm going to hang up. So let's step these calls up, people.
What's that?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Tell us about the time you got kicked out.
Yeah, well, let's see. I was going to a party. My friend is DJing. It's like a loft party. So I didn't know anyone at this party except for my friend who was playing records. And I show up a little late, go to the kitchen, and all the booze has been drunk, right? And so I'm looking around the kitchen, and I see a bottle on top of the fridge, kind of put to the side of this clear liquid. And I open that up, and it smells like liquor. So I said, okay, this will do, and I put it in a coffee cup. And so I'm walking around, and I'm having my drink and enjoying myself. Little do I know that what I've been drinking is grappa. You know what grappa is?
Ooh, yeah.
Right? And you're only supposed to drink like a little bit of it after dinner.
Yeah, like a tiny bit.
Because otherwise it makes you into a crazy person.
Right.
Like a whole coffee cup was not... basically, long story short, I didn't go crazy, like, violent. I want to fight anyone. I was just kind of lost track of where I was or who I was. And the last thing I remember, I was standing in line for the bathroom, and I was having some inspiration to write something on the wall. And, you know, this is kind of a lofty place, and I figured, oh, it's okay, I'm just going to doodle on the wall. And then two guys grabbing me and pulling me out of the party and kicking me out. And so I go pee, okay, I don't know, whatever, and I leave. And next morning, barely remember a thing. I just remember getting kicked out for writing something on the wall.
Do you remember what you wrote?
Like, flash forward a month later, and I'm invited to another loft party, and I show up, and it takes me about 10 minutes to realize this is the same loft that I was kicked out of a month ago. So I'm playing it cool and being very sober and cordial, but I go over and I look on the wall next to the bathroom, and I see what I wrote, and it is basically this sentence: I love this party. It is so... And then it stops because I got kicked out. I was singing the praises of this party.
That's,
you know,
so
I was
sweet.
A good time. I was in a kind of a loving moment.
I love that.
That's really cute.
I love that story.
What's your name, mister?
In some ways, I understand you got to kick out the guy who's too drunk and he's writing on a wall. You don't do that at someone's house. But on the other hand...
All right, what's your name?
My name's John.
John, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour and you might win a free t-shirt.
Awesome. Thank
John,
you very
that's
much.
A cute story.
Have a good
I like
one.
That.
Mr. Johnny is asking what my personality was again. What was it when I took that psychological test that
was dominant?
Oh, it dominant
was dominant and overbearing?
No.
Dominant and rude?
No. Do you want to keep guessing?
And dominant and bossy?
Nope.
Okay, dominant and...
Was it dominant and cold?
No.
Because the thing was
it
like...
It wasn't cold.
Dominant and passive were like this, and then it was like...
Dominant and...
Are you sure it wasn't like warm and cold?
It wasn't warm and cold. They wouldn't do that. It's too emotional.
But it was kind of an emotional
thing. I don't think it was that. Dominant and... self-absorbed?
No.
Self-serving?
Nope.
Selfish?
Nope. Hot? Yes.
Oh, beautiful.
Yep.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Special flower.
Yep. No, really, what was it? I don't remember. I'll look it up and I'll report
manipulative.
Back. Close.
Right?
But nope. I'm going to punch you in the face when this show is over. Hostile, Just Ted.
Yeah.
Dominant and hostile. Thank you, Just Ted. I'm glad I went through all of that.
You asked.
Nice. Thank you, Michelle.
You
Thank
asked.
You for that, Michelle. I'm sure everyone enjoyed it.
I meant beautiful flower.
Mm-hmm. Actually, Greg is the first one who said hostile. He got it.
Well, I don't know why hostile is better than self-centered.
Well, it's better than all those other things you named together.
I was just trying to help.
Yeah, I'm sure you were just trying to help.
I mean, we put it in context. Just make sure you don't take it out of context.
Wait, Studio B Ben said, there needs to be an entire episode of the Boring Caller, Frangry, and Foodbed commentary track. And I was like, premium idea? Although that would take a lot of work because we would have to go back and find all the boring calls.
I just think a shirt is better.
And easier. Oh, sorry, someone says hot mic. Sorry, I was kind of screaming in it. Robin says, keep going, Michelle. But Mr. Johnny says dominant and sexy.
I've messed that one.
Yeah.
Did you just give me the finger?
I did.
In a little ole kind of motion.
How about you go yourself?
I was trying to help. You know I was just trying to help, right? You aren't seriously mad, are you? Because I don't like it when you're mad at me.
No, dude, I don't care. It was funny.
I hate it when people are mad.
I thought it was funny.
I was going for the joke.
I can handle it. If I had done that to you, you'd be crying.
I wouldn't be crying.
You'd be pissed.
I'd be real pissed.
Yeah, I don't care. Ready?
Born ready.
I don't know why I'm asking, because I'm self-absorbed. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how are you, girl?
Hey, what's up? We're great.
So awesome.
Super self-absorbed, hostile, dominant. What else? Selfish, manipulative.
So, I was kicked out once pretty bad. It was pretty embarrassing. I had a fake ID in high school. So my sisters, who are both older than me, thought it was a great idea for us to all go to Joey's in Clifton. I don't think it's there anymore. And they were buying me a bunch of shots, and they knew a lot of people there. And I got really, really wasted, and I was very tipsy. So my sisters put me at a table that nobody was sitting at in a corner.
Aww.
And I would continually tilt my head under the table and throw up under the table onto the floor. And it probably happened about half a dozen times.
What?
Until someone sitting next to me realized what I was doing.
How can you throw up that much?
That's amazing.
Oh, I drank a lot. So, about half a dozen times, and I guess I got throw up on the person sitting next to me. And the bouncers ended up coming over with their really bright flashlights. And my sisters were really pissed because they were having a great time. So they put me in the back of my sister's Toyota Pathfinder and left me in the car where I continued to throw up.
That's amazing.
So I was kicked out of there, but I guess the upside about it was I was only kicked out for a month. And I came back exactly a month later, and all the bartenders and bouncers bought me shots. So it was there was a good side. There was a good side to the sadness and the embarrassment of getting kicked out.
How old were you?
I was probably 17.
I like that story.
My sisters were both in college. One was living in South Carolina, and my other sister was going to William Patterson. So they brought me to this place. I mean, I had a blast, and no one told my mom, so that was awesome.
All right, thanks for calling.
Yeah, have a good night.
You too.
Have a good one.
It's funny that the sisters wanted to keep having fun, so they just left their little sister barfing in the car. Did you almost just fall?
I don't know. It felt like, you know, when you're in a rocking chair and it goes back too far?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, shiz. Like, that just happened. Hey, you know what I was just thinking? Did station manager Ken say he had to go rehearse somewhere later? Maybe he can give us a ride home.
Text him.
Okay. Am I allowed to be
on
my phone?
No, it's a Jersey City thing, the thing he's doing, I think.
Oh.
Text him just in case. I love rides home.
I know, it's the best.
I love a good ride home.
You know, we should have him get us a car home every Friday.
No, we shouldn't.
Yeah, we should.
That wouldn't be fair.
I mean, if we were rich, like if the station was rich.
When are we getting our reality show?
Never.
Why?
I don't know. Nobody likes us.
That's not true.
Okay, I'm texting him. Are you going to the city?
Tell him to drop me off at Louis C.K.'s house.
I don't think he knows where that is.
It's downtown.
Two zero nine. How do you know he lives downtown?
Cause I know.
9368.
I don't know. I made that up. I have no idea where he lives.
That time you got kicked out. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up? It's Fortunato. I got the story of how I got kicked out of Catholic school in high school.
Let's hear it.
All right. So there was this bully that would always bother me and my friends, and you know, me and him, we'd go back and forth throughout the semester. And then, you know, one day he finally took it too far, and he and his friend started a rumor about me that, like, I ratted him and his friend out about some stupid website they made. So because I was going to a school where all the like, we all had laptops, and there was, like, a Wi-Fi network throughout the entire school, I printed out, like, a smear campaign about him, like, on every single printer in the school. You know, I didn't get caught at first until, like, the end of the day that when the assistant principal in charge of technology came and, you know, she kicked me out.
High tech.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Have a good one. Jinx.
Nerd. Hi, you're on the radio.
I'm a nerd.
A little bit.
Hold on one second.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I've never actually been thrown out that I can remember, but I was uninvited to a wedding one time. Does that count?
Kind of, yeah. Tell us.
Okay, when I was in high school, I knew this girl, and I used to hang out at her house, and, you know, I knew her family and her brother and her mom and her dad. And as things turned out, I ended up having sex with her mom.
Oh, dude!
And at the time, nobody knew about it, right? Because it was like me, 18 years old, you know, the mom of my high school friend.
She was married?
No, it's years later, and the son, her brother, calls me up out of the blue. Hey, I'm getting married. Come on, you know, come to my wedding. Then about 2 days later, the daughter, my friend from high school, calls me up and goes, I don't think you should come to the wedding. It'll be too weird. So if I went to the wedding, I probably would have been kicked out. So that kind of can't.
Bluff ball. There's no way that happened.
No, that's actually totally true.
I don't believe it. But I like it.
I do like it.
All right, mister, have a good one.
All right.
You think that's true?
No. Hi, you're on the radio.
My God, this episode is torture.
Why?
Hi. Okay. I think the problem is that people give too much backstory, so I'll try and be brief. So I was 21 years old at New Brunswick. I was at Rutgers, and I was at the Melody Bar with my old best friend. And we didn't know the rules of, like, you know, bar etiquette, I guess you could say. So we stood up, like, kind of on our bar stools, and we reached over the bar and grabbed the nozzle and sprayed the bartender with water or club soda or whatever. And we got ejected. We were out of there. We were so embarrassed. And that's the only place I've ever been kicked out of. So it's just so bad. But, like, the Daryl Strawberry one was so much worse. But that's the only thing. So I feel like you guys should narrow it down, like the time you were kicked out of a concert or the time you were kicked out of a strip club.
No, absolutely not.
Thank you.
Okay, fine. All I want to tell you is that the moon is really beautiful tonight and you guys should look at it. Okay, bye.
The moon is supposed to be very beautiful tonight.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frangie. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Joni Muller.
So, I was thinking, I can't remember a time when I've ever been kicked out. But, you know, I will be kicked out in the future one day. I mean, I'm just going to completely lose it, and I'm going to be kicked out in the most epic way. I don't know, like, how it's going to happen, but I'm just going to completely lose it. I don't even know if I'd call it getting just kicked out, but I'm just going to lose it. I'm going to take a bunch of people with me, and that'll be it.
I thought you were better now.
No, I am, but, you know, I just, it hasn't happened, and there's, like, been a lot of stuff that I've done, so I just, at some point, maybe like 30 or 40 or 50 years, it'll happen.
You sound like Michelle, who just knows she's going to have a really good joke.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
But a little different because yours is
darker.
So dark.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, have a good one, Joni Muller.
Have a good one.
Aw, he sounds sad.
I hope he's okay.
Why wouldn't he be okay? Because of that seriously dark call.
Seems darker than normal.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, hello.
Hi.
Hey, you guys are way too nice
too, I'm
to be on reality TV.
No, we're not. You should see us be mean.
Yeah, but you are. I used to work in reality TV. You guys are too nice for that.
No, we're not.
I am. I might be.
No, you're not.
I'm too sensitive.
Yeah, but you'll cry. I'll be the B-I-T-C-H and you'll cry.
Is that fun?
You guys should just stick to radio. You know what I mean?
Cha-ching!
I got kicked out once.
Tell us.
It was a few years ago. I, too, was with an older sibling. We went to a show at the Mercury Lounge in New York City. And the girl had just broken up with me. And
worst.
She was bad news. But I got blackout drunk very quickly and got kicked out of the show we were at. I don't remember this, but I was told that I got kicked out. And then the next thing that I knew, I woke up, it was dawn, I woke up on the roof of the Sunshine Cinema, which is a movie.
How'd you get on the roof at Sunshine Cinema?
That's a great question. I don't really know. I think I went in, I must have gotten kicked out and was very drunk and found my way to somewhere that I knew, which is the movie theater, and then woke up and the first thing that I saw was blue sky above me. I was still drunk, but was on the roof of the movie theater.
And then, like, was the door to the stairwell locked? Were you stuck?
No, the door to the stairwell. Sucks. Well, it took me a minute to find the door, but I looked over. I went to the edge of the building, looked out, and you know the ledge is like 2 feet high, so it's not very high. And I'm like on the sixth floor of this movie theater. But, you know, look out onto Houston Street below, but then found the door and just kind of woke up at, like, I would say 6 a.m. in an empty movie theater. But just kind of ran through the theater, didn't see anybody, and just ran out.
That seems fun.
Yeah, I thought about taking some popcorn, but...
You should have, I would have. All right, mister, have a good one.
See ya.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Mia.
Hi.
I'm 13.
We're cool. What?
I'm 13.
Awesome. Tell us about that time you got kicked out.
Okay, so my friend and me, my friend Samantha, we went to Sears because her parents had to get, like, something from Sears. I forget what it was. And there's, like, these big outdoor freezers. And my friend goes, Mia, I dare you to jump into that freezer. So naturally, I went in, and she closed the top, and a lady was coming who worked at Sears, and she ran, and the woman saw, like, me open the top of the freezer a little bit, and she comes over and opens it, and I'm in this freezer. No one else is around, so it looks like I'm just in it alone. And she goes, you have got to be kidding me. And she kicked me out of Sears, and that's my story.
I like it.
Thanks.
All right, now you should go get a tattoo.
True.
Have a good one.
I like it when people say, you've got to be kidding me.
I like that, too. I feel like I say that.
You probably do. I have to pee really bad.
Me too. Should we put a song on and go pee?
We can't go at the same time. There's only one bathroom down here.
Okay, I'm going first.
No, don't call. No.
Okay, you go first. I'll take a call.
No.
Why?
I'm not staying here alone.
What's wrong with you?
So many things.
All you have to do is talk to someone.
I'm not doing it.
Okay, then you go, and I'll
take this
call.
I'm not going to go if you don't go. I can't go and not let you go.
You are insane. You
I'll take one for the team.
Okay, but I need to go.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I'm not going to suffer because you can't handle staying here alone for a
Yeah, you are.
Minute. No, I'm not.
No, listen, no. Seriously, don't. I'm not even kidding.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Seriously.
Hi, how are you?
No, don't. I'm not kidding.
You've done it before.
Don't. Seriously. You're freaking me out.
I'm going to pee in here.
Sorry. Excuse me. Hold on 1 minute, lady.
Sure.
No, it's not funny.
It is. You can wait 10 minutes.
No, I can't.
You can wait 8.
No.
You can do anything for 8 minutes. I heard you can do anything for 8 minutes. Hello, lady.
Hello, how are you?
Great.
I got kicked out of WFMU.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. A few times, actually. I'm going to cut the narrative short. But
yeah,
I was
do.
A freeform, one of the more radical freeform radio hosts way back in the late 60s and early 70s. And the repressive station manager threw me and my friends out because we played the 12 Drugs of Christmas, which we made up to the tune of, you know, the first night of Christmas. Then we followed it by a drug-induced weather report, and I could not control our primitive seven-second delay, and this woman named the Enema Lady kept calling, and she would sing Enema songs and nursery rhymes with Enema references and repressed.
Sorry, I can't. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, brief.
You can go
point.
Pee if you
okay,
want.
Lady,
really?
You
can talk to
hour.
Him.
Do you have prostate problems?
Listen, Franny's going to... Franny has to go pee real quick. She doesn't wash her hands. So it'll be fast. Tell us
okay,
your story.
Brief and to the point.
Not too brief.
I got kicked out of a pizzeria for chanting, Billy Joel sucks. Billy Joel sucks.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
What pizzeria?
I was recovering. I was recovering from like a blackout or something, and I woke up in this pizzeria with a jukebox, and they wouldn't turn off the Billy Joel.
And you just kept screaming?
Yeah, Billy Joel sucks. He does, doesn't he?
Yeah, we had a show all about it. Did you hear that one?
That was one of my proudest moments in history when you did that show. I had the right answer all along. I didn't even know it.
The whole time.
Yeah. Billy Joel sucks. We all know that.
So they really kicked you out of the pizza place? Did you get to eat any pizza first?
Yeah.
How many slices?
I couldn't
think
of it anymore. And they kept playing him over and over again because I hated him so much.
She's coming back.
She's back.
Did you wash your hands?
Nope. And I didn't get my tights up all the way, and they're, like, all droopy on my crotch right now. What? I was
now
trying to be fast.
That's exciting radio.
I want to play the Golden Girls theme song right now.
Okay, but just tell Franny Billy Joel
Cause
sucks.
Because I'm an old lady?
No, because it's thank you for being a friend.
Who's a friend here?
Well, I feel like you were being my friend by going very quickly. Whoa. Let me see your underwear.
Why are you laughing? Because I just showed you
see the back
of my underwear?
Yeah.
No, it's a thong. You'll see my butt.
I want to see it.
Why are you laughing? You're just laughing because I did what you said.
And tan line.
Yeah, I have tan.
So
oh my god, really? Did you just? Jesus.
What?
I feel so much better.
I wish I did.
You can go.
I'm not. Bye.
Chris, no, don't hang up. We need him.
No, it's all right. I'm good. I can hold it.
What'd you guys talk about?
You.
Well, I know.
Pizza.
Cheeseburgers?
Nope. We didn't have to. I panicked.
Nah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's Bennett.
Hey, Bennett.
Oh, you're both there. I wasn't sure if one of you was in the bathroom.
No, I was quick.
You're good. Good. So, you know what? You did throw somebody off the station, off the air. That guy that said girl logic a couple months ago. Do you remember that?
Yeah, but he still calls. That's Orlando.
Oh,
that's Orlando.
Yeah.
Orlando, don't.
Maybe he's... Well, he must be formed then, right? No. No, I got kicked out of... I've been kicked out of so many places, but I was kicked out of my girlfriend's apartment, like one of the seven times, my last girlfriend. She kicked me out because some ex-girlfriend was emailing me on Facebook asking me to get back together with her. And I didn't tell the current girlfriend that was happening, and then she opened up my Facebook account and saw the email and threw me out of her apartment, and then I ended up finding my current roommate while he was in law school and getting so drunk that I tried to walk home, and I walked onto the Brooklyn Queens Expressway to try to get home. So, I'm a mess.
Yeah, you are. All right, Bennett, have a good one.
Sad, Bennett.
Robin... Somebody, first of all, Mr. Johnny said, droopy crotch is hot with the tights.
Mm.
And Robin said, mix it in, Billy Jim, mix it in. But he has his headphones on. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frank, Ria, Michelle, it's Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi. When I was in the sixth grade, I got kicked out for like a day because when they told us to stand up and read our reports, my friend Yui was behind me with a ruler yanking down my knee socks, and the nun and I started laughing, and the nun goes, why are you laughing? And I wouldn't be a rat, you know? So I said nothing, and she goes, well, only crazy people laugh at nothing, so you're going to have your mom take you to a psychiatrist and bring you a note that says you're not crazy in order to get back in.
It's true.
And they knew that Yui was doing something to me, you know, behind my desk, but they wouldn't, you know, they wanted me to give them up, but I wouldn't, you know.
Because a kid who tells on another kid's a dead kid.
What?
Right, Michelle. Michelle says because a kid who tells on another kid is a dead kid.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I never, unless you're a tattletale. I never did tell, and, you know, Yui and I are still friends, you
See?
Know.
Did you get your note saying you're not crazy?
Yeah, I told my mother, and she wrote a note and said that I would be punished and that I'm not crazy and I'll be respectful from now on and not laugh at nothing.
I like laughing at nothing.
Me too.
I bet you do, Patricia. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Why are you upset right now?
I can't with the show.
What can't you?
I can't with the show.
What can't you?
It's so bad.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
What happened?
I only have three names on the list.
When did it take a turn for you?
I don't know. When I got drunk.
Hmm.
Two beers, you know?
I know. You drank that first one real fast.
I was thirsty.
We're almost done here.
And I had so much candy.
We're almost done here.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I got kicked out once from a bar. It's not a terribly exciting story, but I was... kind of drunk and dancing on the floor. And the thing that I thought was kind of hilarious was how I felt like the guy was kicking me out because he somehow thought I didn't know what I was doing. So I just kept trying to explain to him that everything was okay and I was in control and I was dancing on the floor on purpose, which I really was. And I think it's maybe like a theme of when people get drunk and get kicked out of places, that they think that the other people just think the drunk person doesn't know what they're doing, and you have to explain yourself, and if you do, then everything will be okay, and then we'll kick you out.
Right. All right, have a good one. God, I don't care. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. Show was kind of slow today.
Was it?
You're slow today.
I'm sorry. I'm not 100%.
I win.
You there?
So what's up? What'd you get kicked out of?
I'm not here.
Actually, I really just wanted to call all night to see if I could get onto Billy Jam's mix-in.
Nope.
Billy Jam does not want to put you in his mix.
Yes, he does. Live, Billy
he's
Jam,
sitting right
FWFMU.
Here. And he, no, he's not putting that in his mix. So people are now calling just to get in your mix.
I got him from about 10 minutes ago.
He's already done mixing for tonight. So, too bad, buddy. Next time you got to call earlier. And be funnier.
Yeah.
Hey, I tried.
All right, you did try. Have a good one.
See ya.
People love the Billy Jam mix.
Who doesn't love the Billy Jam mix?
Everyone loves the Billy Jam mix.
Next week I'll do all your show.
No, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that.
All right, pick a winner.
Okay, we have Aaron, who threw up on his shoes in the dance contest. Jenna, who got kicked out of the shop right with the lobster in the t-shirt. And John, who... What does this mean? Oh, he was writing on a wall. And he, no, that one's off.
Who wins?
Lobster or throw up? Throw up, right?
I like throw up.
Okay, Aaron, you're the winner. Email us your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 and online at wfmu.org. Oh, happy birthday, Thomas, who hosts
happy
Dangerous
birthday,
for
Thomas.
The Brain this evening.
And congratulations to Matt W.
Yes. Garbage Time starts in 2 weeks, Tuesday, late. Stay tuned for Billy Jam. We'll be back next week with another hit show. Right, Prangry?
That's right.
Always a hit show here.
Likes us.
I had big ideas at school, so my sisters, who are both older than me, thought it was a great idea for us to all go to Joey's in Clifton.
Your morning?
It's morning ministrations.
I love rides home.
It's the best.
We love a good ride home.
There. I mean, if we were rich, like if the station was rich.
Why?
I don't know. Nobody likes us.
I'd really like it if you were there. You can bring the guys, of course, but not Billy.
So things started to really slow down for me in L.A. Didn't really have anybody calling. But, you know, what's up is down. So I thought, why don't I get away from all this, leave L.A., get back to Chicago, pick up the phone, call Kenny, and see what he's up to. And he ain't up-ish.
I am up to this.
Which was good, because I'm like,
I do a lot of things.
Let's do something. Let's get together. Why don't we go on tour? Why don't we start a little group and start rapping together?
Good thing.
He was fully down, and I'm like... Well, let's go.
Okay, let's go do this. Bet big, win big, lose big. Can't break even. No even Stevens. You gotta bet big. Win big, lose big.
So I'm back in Chicago. I got a nice place right by the beach. I'm swimming every day. I mean, I was going from like North Avenue all the way up to Hyde Park.
That sounds about right, bud. You swim for miles in the lake. You go for
for swim. It was good for me. You know, I was getting in shape. And Kenny said he needed a week to get beats together, so I was just kind of enjoying the city.
Good.
Then I got the call. And I'm like, here we go.
Hey, man, that's a beat.
Show up to his place.
Hey, welcome in.
He turns on the beats.
I check it out.
And I was a little confused because it wasn't...
Check it out.
It wasn't his, like...
This beats are slim.
Traditional hip-hop, gritty griminess. It was
these
like...
These beats are slim.
CNC Music Factory, Technotronic, Snap, freestyle music from, like, B96, 90s days.
Well, we're gonna have a time.
And then Kenny's like, and I even got the name for the group.
Perfecto. What you think?
And I was like, oh, okay, that's pretty funny.
Funny.
He's like, what do you mean?
What you mean funny?
And I was just like, no, it's great. It's funny.
What you mean funny?
It's funny how, like, I was thinking the same thing. That's a dope name.
What you mean funny?
And we just, you know, we moved on.
Those beats cost me a lot of money.
So he has a show already through some guy he knows at Six Flags up in Gurnee.
My God, Rafal.
And it's like a talent show kind of thing, but like...
My God, Rafal, I bought the beats from him,
too. We did our thing. We did like six songs. And this dude goes, yo, I'm putting you on my circuit.
I told you, dude.
You guys going to be doing rec centers across the Midwest. Let's start with Illinois. So we're in Decatur. We're in Quincy. We're in DeWitt.
Oh,
we're in Rantoul.
Oh, look at the itinerary.
I mean, we went up to Rockford and like shut the place down. It was crazy. We're doing Battle of the Bands. And it's just cool, man. We even did Lincolnwood Town Center, which was like a nice homecoming for me because that was like the closest mall to me growing up.
Told you, dude. I told you, dude.
But like, it was just good to see Kenny happy again. He was doing his thing, and I was a part of it, and that was cool. I mean, it's going well. The tour's almost paying for itself. You know, we're not making money hand over fist, but, like, we're having a good time. We're winning a few Battle of the Bands.
Look at us, guys. You never dreamed to do anything like this, did you? I bet you're glad you called
me. You know, we're hitting up these malls. I got Aeropostale out the ass. I'm just wearing it to every show. I'm rocking, like, strictly mall gear, like Aeropostale, Hollister, like Abercrombie fish cutoff, cargo shorts. Like, I'm getting into this whole thing because I'm like, this is funny, man. Like, I'm like, we're ahead of the curve on this, like, metro mall music. Like, we're doing something cool.
Slap.
And Kenny's having a blast, but of course his ego starts to take over, and he's doing this thing during our shows where he keeps turning my mic off as a joke, and I'm like, yeah, they're laughing, it's funny.
What's the main funny?
But I know what he's doing. He's trying to upstage me. Well, I guess it's real weird when we were on our way back from a show we did in East Cape Girardeau. Pull up at a Wendy's, we're getting some food,
hey.
We get to the window,
hey, Ken.
And Kenny starts shaking the guy down like, you don't recognize me,
you don't know who this is, guy, you don't know me,
and I'm like, hey, stop, come on, let's just go, get the food. He's foaming at the mouth, yelling at this
I'll
kid,
put this together.
Throws the frosty back
I'll put
at
this
him,
together. Get back in the
fucking
car.
Burns rubber in his Aurora, we're back on the highway. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? People don't know us. You're not famous. We're not that big.
Well, you're not that big.
He stops the car.
You're not that
big. On the freeway. Cars are honking, going by. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like,
I'm more famous than you, Mr. Famous. I'm way more famous than you, Mr. Famous. You're not that big.
All right, man. Let's call it.
Hey. Hey there, buddy guy. Calm down, buddy guy. Take a shower and shave, guy. Hey there, calm down. Hey there, calm down. Calm it down, pipe it down.
Come on.
Hey, grab the palm paddle. Second serve, 98. Miss the white tape. Then I rattled off 20 straight. Firm handshake. Hey fella, have a great day. Could only play one game. When I heard my name, it was the fella's date. Inviting me for a steak. It's not hard being the D's, but being the D's is great. Racquetball court sweaty, smell thick. Moist room, thick glass, bounce blue wall. Sound muffled, get down. Goggles playing boggle words, spelling hey hey. Riddick Bull wore a pony. Jules wanted a pony. Then she bought Nyrock. Then she bought a Cougar. I won the American Gladiators. D's bought a Ruger. Hey! Hey there, buddy guy. Hey there, buddy guy. Calm down, buddy guy. Take a shower and shave, guy. Hey there, buddy guy. Pipe it down, calm down. It's easy.
granddad's on stairs, bungalow wrong way, dormer on too hot, summertime new fan, more fans cold down dormer home, calm down, pipe it down, bumping too much, come on, hey there buddy guy, calm down buddy guy, take a shower and shave guy, hey there buddy guy, it ain't hard being but the days is being but being the day. Hey guy, hey there buddy guy, hey there buddy guy, calm down buddy guy, take a shower and shave guy, hey there buddy guy, pipe it down, calm down. Calm it down, pipe it down.
Crack, crack, tape. Crack, crack, tape. Tape, 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 tape. To get loud, loud in public.
So my little brother Tanya had some troubles and simply I let little brother come live with me in my garage. Meatloaf and mashed potatoes on the table, watching cable, Code of Silence, Chuck Norris, and the flick is violent. Be honest with you, I never liked Notre Dame. I pulled for Chicago teams, both insane. They both play each other, I hope for a good game. Both stadiums are accessible by the same train. Be honest with you, Tanya's not the best worker. Always trying to take shortcuts, you get so upset, relax. Over 100 games left. Did a bad job as an intramural wrestling ref. Got him a job right before he left Sibley. Tanya T signs on poles. 708 in his numerical telephone code. Mop your basement if it's flooded. Sweep out the